Hi there. The word for you today is your daily devotions. In Psalm 119, verse 38, we read, quote, your servant who is devoted to you. The word devotion implies total commitment to someone, giving them your time and attention, enjoying their company, seeking to please them, and making them a priority in your life. And that should be the goal of your daily devotions. But here are two pitfalls you need to look out for and avoid when it comes to daily devotions. Number one, I call me-itis. God has promised to bless you. But when you seek his blessing, instead of pursuing a relationship with him, you become me-centered rather than Christ-centered. The truth is, you can pray until you're blue in the face, and God still won't give you certain things because you're not mature enough to handle them. More than anything in life, Abraham wanted a son, and God gave him one. Yet when God asked him to offer his son as a sacrifice, he didn't hesitate for a moment. That day Abraham proved to God that there was nothing he loved more than God. Therefore God promised to bless him and multiply all that he possessed. Abraham became one of the most successful men in his generation, but his real claim to fame was that God referred to him as his friend. What a distinction. And here's another pitfall to avoid when it comes to your daily devotions, being too busy. One of the dangers of working for God is that you fail to spend time worshipping him. In Psalm 29, verse 2, David says, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. That word due means deserving of. When John the Revelator saw the multitudes in heaven praising God, here's what they were singing, Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. So start your daily devotions in praise by saying, Lord, I'm here because I love you and you deserve to be worshipped and adored.